are listening to the Whale Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay tuned as we bring you the gospel on today's Whale Truth broadcast. We open this broadcast service with the selection, Jesus, the Son of God.
Do you know Jesus, our Lord and Savior? Jesus, the Son.
Oh, how I love thee.
Our Heavenly Father, truly we are thankful for the great gift of Thy dear Son and for the gift of salvation through Him. We are thankful for the privilege of sharing this beautiful message of salvation of the Son of God to our congregation today. We're trusting that wherever this broadcast is reaching, the precious Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every one. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The choir continues the musical part of our broadcast service today, and their song is also about Jesus the Savior. Our thoughts today are entitled, Examine the Facts, and our text of Scripture is found in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. For over 1900 years, a fight, if I might call it that, has raged throughout the world as to the deity of Jesus Christ. Many statistics are available to show the unbelief that is so prevalent today, even among preachers. John wrote for the purpose of showing exactly who Jesus was. Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. John chapter 20 and verses 30 and 31. In this epistle, 1 John, John gives his testimony that Christ is the Son of God and substantiates it with his testimony with the facts. That which we have heard. Now, prophets and testimony of old, there are at least 43 passages of Scripture in the Old Testament that prophesy about Jesus Christ. And I will refer only to a few on this broadcast. Number one, we read in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 that the one that was to be born would be the seed of the woman. That one that would bruise the head of the serpent would be the seed of the woman, not the seed of the man. There we have the first inkling of the virgin birth of Christ. And I'll have more to say about that later. Number two, seed of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now God did give Abraham some promises that pertain to the literal nation of Israel, but this passage of Scripture was not talking about the literal nation of Israel. This was talking about the coming Messiah. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Number three, born in Bethlehem, Micah 5 and 2. Now I realize there is even today there is a controversy among some theologians. They want you to believe that Jesus was born in Nazareth and not in Bethlehem. But the prophet Micah told us, "Thou Bethlehem, out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel." And when the wise men, some months after the birth of Christ, came to Jerusalem inquiring, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" the religious leaders there told Herod that he was to be born in Bethlehem, and that's where Herod sent the wise men. And so Micah tells us that the Bethlehem was to be the birthplace of the Son of God. Now, again, he was born of a virgin. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. The angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel said unto her, Thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. And the time came near the birth of the Son of God, and Mary and Joseph left Nazareth and went to Bethlehem to register for the taxation. A prophet. Yes, Jesus was to be a prophet. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee. Him you shall hearken. Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15. Betrayed by a friend. Psalm 41:9. Mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, hath lifted up his heel against me. Betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. So we read in Zechariah 11 and 12. So they weighed for his price 30 pieces of silver. Talking about the money that they paid to Judas for betraying Jesus Christ. Number 7. Crucified with malefactors. Isaiah 53 and 12. He was poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Number 8, given gall and vinegar to drink. Psalm 69:21. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. And of course that was fulfilled when Jesus was there on the cross. Jesus fulfilled all these prophets or prophecies, and some of which was not given hundreds of years before he came to earth. And I say again, there are at least 43 verses of Scripture in the Old Testament that prophesy of the coming of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and what would take place during his earthly sojourn and even to his resurrection. Which we have seen, John said in our text today, with our eyes. Yes, John actually saw Jesus Christ with his own eyes. So it wasn't hearsay that he was writing about. It was something that he personally knew and saw with his own eyes. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? That was Jesus asking the disciples there near Caesarea Philippi. They said, well, some say that thou art John the Baptist raised from dead, and Elijah, and some say of this prophet and that prophet. And Jesus said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter responded that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 18. Peter, James, and John were taken up on the mount that we call the Mount of Transfiguration. And while they were there, Jesus was transformed before them, and his face and his whole garment shone so brightly. And Moses and Elijah appeared to him and talked to him. And after that vision disappeared, Peter said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you. And a cloud overshadowed them, and they heard a voice saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5. That's the second time that God witnessed whenever Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan. And when he was brought up out of the water, the Spirit of God descended upon him in the form of a dove, and a voice spoke and said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And here on the Mount of Transfiguration, it is added to them, to Peter, James, and John, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. In other words, there's one here now greater than Moses, one here greater than Elijah. And it's not time now to listen to Moses, not time to listen to Elijah, but it's time to listen to my only begotten Son, the Son of God. John saw Jesus still the storm on the Sea of Galilee. He saw him walking on the water. He saw Jesus feed the multitudes. 5,000 men besides women and children on one occasion, 4,000 men besides women and children on the other occasion. He saw Jesus cleanse the lepers, open the eyes of the blind, raise the dead, and many other miracles. John saw Jesus arrested in the garden. He saw him brought before Pilate. He saw him beaten, led to Calvary. And John stood at the foot of the cross when Jesus was hanging there on the cross. In fact, Jesus gave John the responsibility of looking after his mother there while Jesus was hanging on the cross. And so John saw all of these things. And when Jesus gave him the responsibility of looking after his mother, and he saw him die there on that cross, John also saw the empty tomb on that third day and the first day of the week. And he saw the resurrected Christ. He saw him ascend into heaven. These things I have seen and declare unto you. John also saw the change in Peter and James and in himself from rough fishermen to preachers of righteousness. He saw the changes in Matthew and Zacchaeus from corrupt tax collectors to honest men, and called Matthew to follow him as one of his disciples. John saw the ravening demons possessed man of Gadara, and he saw him delivered from all of those demons. And he was sitting at the feet of Jesus when the people of Gadara came out. John saw all of these things and many other things, he said. These things I have written, but he said, I haven't written all, not by any means. He supposed that if everything that was written or could be written about Jesus Christ, even the worlds wouldn't hold it. And so he saw these things. And he said, these things I have seen and declare unto you. Now, the changed life is the most powerful of all witnesses. Examine the evidence. See who this Jesus really is. By your own response to Jesus, your joy can be made full. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Yes, examine the facts and see that Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, is the Savior of the world. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved, except the name of Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Peter told the people there after the healing of the lame man at the Gate Beautiful. Also, we read in Paul's writings to Timothy, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of a virgin, sinless, lived a sinless life, gave his life upon the cross, rose again the third day to make it possible for us to be redeemed from our sins and live a righteous and a godly life in this present world. If Jesus Christ was born of an earthly father and mother both, as other people, he could not have qualified to be our Savior, because the seed of sin, the nature of sin, would have been passed on down to him. But he did not have such a nature. No, he came into this world, God manifest in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us. And we beheld his glory of the only begotten of the Son of God, full of grace and truth. So Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ alone, qualifies to be the Savior of the world, and he is the only Savior that this world has. Now, John also records here in the first chapter of 1 John that if we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have never sinned, we make God a liar, because he said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But if we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John also says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that can cleanse the soul from sin. And Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ alone, can give you eternal life. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So life, eternal life, is found in Christ and in no other. Examine the facts. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing. We would encourage you to write us and let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may also join us in our Sunday services by going to our webpage and join us, our Sunday morning service, 20 minutes before 11, our evening service, 6 p.m. That's Eastern time, of course. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for tuning our way today, and we'd like to invite you to be with us in our next broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.